Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and from the surface of the planet Earth, we're on the surface of the planet Mars, looking from curiosity's point of view. What am I looking at, Bob?
Yeah, I posted this on Behind the Black this week with the title Curiosity's Dramatic Path Forward. We're looking at mountains and canyons and sand dune fields and rocks, and it's really spectacular terrain. We're talking about mountains that are about 1,000+ feet high, maybe 1,500 feet. And this is the path that Curiosity is now going to be taking. It's right there in the mountains now. This is no longer flat, safe plains, kind of what Perseverance is at. This is really climbing the mountain. And there is questions whether they're going to take the easy route as planned. The picture Behind the Black shows a mountain kind of on the left with a canyon on the left. The plan is to cross across the front of that canyon, circle around the mountains, and enter the canyon higher up the hill. And the real question is whether they're going to take the easy route to the right or the more dangerous route to the left, closer to the mountains. And I don't know what they're going to do. Either way, the views for the next year or so are going to be quite spectacular. The real question, though, is their route is going to be rough no matter what they do. And there is a question about the wheels on Curiosity. Once again, I have pictures in the same post showing what I think is somewhat significant deterioration of the wheels in at least one place over the period of about, 75 days, almost 3 months in the last few months. And this is because they've been going over this very rough terrain recently. And it appears that the damage that they've been managing to control for years now on Curiosity's wheel is finally being somewhat overwhelmed by the rough terrain. And we have to keep our fingers crossed that this is not going to stop the rover from traveling, because it's now finally getting into what is the most significant and spectacular terrain that we've ever seen.
I wonder, Bob, if there's a plan B in case the wheels fail, to find a place where it can continue to do experiments without having to move much. Have you heard them plan? I haven't heard that.
I mean, we must remember that it can function. It has six wheels. It can function if some of those wheels no longer work. And also, if you get a lot of holes in the wheels, it doesn't necessarily mean the wheels won't function. It's a question of when structurally one of the wheels will become a flat tire, the equivalent of a crunch. And since they're distributed over six wheels, they may still have a lot of margin here. It's just a worrisome situation.
All right, we go to the planet Mars. Also, the People's Republic of China's lander, Zhurong. What status, Bob?
Well, okay, we still do not know where it is. We still really do not know how well it's functioning. They haven't told us. But this week they finally released an orbital picture showing Zhurong on the surface that they took. Their orbiter Tianwen-1 took a picture before and after of one particular location on Utopia Plantation of the Northern Lowland Plains, showing the appearance of the land of the rover, its heat shield, entry capsule, and parachutes on the ground. And so we know now where it is. The rover is only a few feet away, so it doesn't appear it has moved very much since it rolled off the lander. And they don't really tell us much of what's going on. And we do not know really where this is, at least not yet. I'm sure they don't tell us exactly where this is in comparison to their targeted landing zone. I am sure that American scientists working for Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter are right now poring over their data to try to locate this particular spot, and we'll hear about that in a short while. I had a post up at the same time, John, pointing out what the terrain was like in this near area and the best geological targets, and it's very possible my post on many mud or lava volcanoes near this landing site could actually have captured the spot, but I can't find it there, and I don't know. It's not in these pictures because they were taken before it landed. But either way, that's Zhurong is on the surface. We know China knows where it is, and they're just not telling us at the moment.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. The Zhurong location, to our understanding, is not a secret. It's just a question of when it's going to be revealed by the People's Republic of China. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.